The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Boy, how time flies. Hour number three, Jimmy Sangenberger in for Stephen Tubbs today. News Talk 710 KNUS. Thanks for joining us, being a part of the program. 303-696-1971 is our telephone number. If you'd like to join in to the festivities, you can also text into the show on the 710 KNUS app on your smartphone and tweet at me 24/7, 365. I am at Sang Center. That's Sang with an E, not an A, Center on Twitter, where you can find my pinned tweet with the video of the body cam footage of Tay Anderson's police stop last Tuesday outside of Montbello High School in Denver, where he was caught speeding in a school zone. We talked about that earlier in the program. Probably we'll get to this again in a little bit for those of you who missed it. But there's another topic that I want to dive into in this hour and get your thoughts on it. 303-696-1971. So do you remember when reporter Marshall Zellinger at Nine News pressed Mike Lindell several months back, that's the owner of MyPillow, about his donations to one Tina Peters?
Unless you're a close friend or family member of an elected leader, you're limited in how much you can gift.
You can only give someone a gift of $65 per calendar year.
So you can only give $65. Well,
I just put all the money in myself.
How much is that?
I don't know. I probably put in $800,000 of my own money.
Into her legal defense fund. Interesting, isn't it? Now, that would be for the indictment of Tina Peters, the Mesa County clerk and recorder, at least in title and in salary. She has been barred by a judge from overseeing the elections this November, as she was barred by a judge from overseeing the primary this spring and barred by a judge from overseeing the elections last November. So she's not only that, but as a condition of her bond, she is not allowed to have any communication with anybody who works at the Mesa County Clerk and Recorder's Office. So that's why I say she is clerk in title and in salary only, making what, like $93,000 or whatever it is, for doing nothing but getting a documentary made about her or doing all these lawsuits and trying to stir up something with regards to the lawsuit, with the recount and say, oh, it wasn't done right, even though she was going to claim it wasn't done right no matter what, and then raised money off of it and said, already knew that she wasn't going to actually accept the results of the recount, and yet she raised hundreds of thousands of dollars from that anyway. How much did she actually end up spending? How much does she have? Where's that money going? That's a question I'm curious about. But this isn't about Tina Peters, except, of course, her indictment has some relevant components to it. She was indicted on several counts, including felony counts, that relate to this alleged election security breach in the summer of 2021, where the identity of a man named Gerald Wood was used by another man named Conan Hayes to get into the election facility and make before and after images of this before and after this trusted build process to take copies of the election server hard drive. Now, I've interviewed Gerald Wood, he goes by Jerry, several times on the radio, and he has been cleared by the Mesa County DA's office and says, look, I had no idea that my name, my background check that I underwent, all of that was going to be used by somebody else to get them in so that they could do what Conan Hayes allegedly did. So it's an identity theft scheme, according to the indictment. It wasn't long ago as well that Belinda Niley, Tina Peters' deputy, pled guilty on some misdemeanor counts and agreed to testify in Tina Peters' case and any other cases involving others who are party to these allegations. So enter Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow, who claimed to have given hundreds of thousands of dollars to the legal defense fund of Tina Peters.
I just put all the money in myself.
How much is that?
I don't know. I probably put in $800,000 of my own money.
So yesterday, Mike Lindell had a visit from the FBI in which his cell phone was taken. By the way, that is literally what is item number one on attachment B of the affidavit, which he showed on his own show, by the way. Number one, the physical cellular telephone assigned call number, blacked out the number, Lindell's cell phone. And then it goes on, number two, all records and information on the Lindell cell phone that constitute fruits, evidence, or instrumentalities of violations of, and it gives the section codes for identity theft, intentional damage to a protected computer, and conspiracy to commit identity theft and or to cause intentional damage to a protected computer. Those violations involving Tina Peters, Conan James Hayes, Belinda Niley, Sandra Brown, that was the elections manager for the Mesa County Clerk's Office, Sharona Bishop, Michael Lindell, and or Douglas Frank, among other co-conspirators known and unknown to the government, the subjects, since November 1st, 2020, including, and then it goes on to talk about specific records and examples and what have you. It's a long list of things that they believe are on Lindell's cell phone. So they confiscated his cell phone with a duly executed warrant. Now, I've been struck by the way in which they are trying to represent this, tying it in with, say, what happened in Mar-a-Lago or other instances where one could say that the FBI seems to be acting in a way that is political, that is for partisan purposes. I think there's a legitimate argument to at least be concerned that that's what's happening with President Trump and with some others. You can look at Hunter Biden and how things have been handled with him and so forth. Well, they're trying to, as Tucker Carlson had on his program last night, they're trying to make it seem like there's some miscarriage of justice here. So the question I'm posing to you, is this unjust or is this fair? Here is Mike Lindell on with Steve Bannon saying he's going to sue the FBI and the federal government over this.
We are suing, as you're hearing it here first, everybody, we're suing the United States government and the FBI. And this isn't just to get the phone back. This is my first, fourth, and fifth amendment rights were broken in the constitutional right. And this needs to go everywhere. We're not going to put up with this. We're not going to be the Gestapo like in Nazi Germany. Steve, this is, we're being proactive. I was on the phone with these attorneys. I said, no, I want to sue. What can we do? We got all the lawyers on the phone. They looked up all these statutes. We're going to go to places where no man has gone before. This will set a precedent. This has to stop. Nobody gets to bash people's door down and you get 40 seconds to answer your door. Nobody gets to corner and take a phone away of a private citizen, their company phone, so their hearing aids, everything else, that Everything I had was in that phone of all these businesses, My Pillow, My Store, Frank's Beach, passwords to be able to do money wires that I can't do right now. Those aren't in any cloud. I mean, this has got to stop, Steve, and we're going to do it.
Gestapo, huh? It's rather interesting hearing that from Mike Lindell. You know, he lost his cell phone. Okay. They might have some stuff on that cell phone that is very relevant to a legitimate, serious investigation over what is alleged to be in an indictment, identity theft, of a man who, by the way, also has his cell phones, his family's cell phones, and iPads, and computers still in the custody of the FBI. That would be the family of one Gerald Wood and his wife, Wendy Wood, who shared that their kids' iPads and computers have been taken. They haven't received much of that back. And it was Jerry Wood's identity that was used, according to the indictment and according to him, to get 1990s pro surfer Conan Hayes in to make copies of the hard drive before and after this trusted build process. He's caught up in this. His identity is used, and he doesn't get technology back. And we're supposed to feel bad for Mike Lindell, who has been financing at least the legal defense fund of Tina Peters, and the FBI has reason to believe, in this case, maybe a co-conspirator with Tina Peters. Now, I'm not saying this is true or not. I'm saying that there is at least some reason to believe that there is there in a way that may not be the case in some other instances of FBI malfeasance. This is not like Donald Trump and Mar-a-Lago. There is some there. They have had a guilty plea by one of these stated alleged co-conspirators. That would be Belinda Niley, the former deputy clerk of Mesa County, who's agreed to testify as part of her plea deal. So, I don't know. What do you think? 303-696-1971. Is this an unjust action by the FBI that is purely political, closing into an election, within 60 days of an election? Or is there something more to it than that? He's not a political official. In fact, none of the people who are listed here are running for office, nor are they, say, of the stature of a former president of the United States. I don't think this was unjust. I have wondered for a while about Mike Lindell's support, financially and otherwise, for Tina Peters, etc. I mean, I first heard of Conan Hayes being the guy, Conan J. Hayes, being the guy who pretended to be Gerald Wood back in August of last year. And then he was described a little bit, and here's a montage a bit, of the former Overstock.com CEO, who was already known last year to have hired Conan Hayes for some of this election digging or what have you. And here's what Patrick Burns said in a video.
Tina Peters, Mesa County, Colorado, says, I'm not sure I believe that. I'm not sure anyone should be in here fiddling with these machines. And she caused a computer scientist, a white hat hacker. She got this fellow in. Now, what's funny is this guy happens to be a badass. He's a real badass. I'm not going to tell you anything more. He's a badass, but he's an unassuming badass. And he went in and, you know, got some, they gave him some county credentials or something. And he dressed up like a little nerd. And he went in and he took an image, a forensic image that could be producible in court. Unbeknownst to them, one of those county workers wasn't really a county worker. Like, one of those county workers was this outside court-certified cyber guy who was keeping an eye on them. He actually called me from the middle. He was sitting next to them at one point that day. This was back, I think, in May or June of last year. He actually called me on FaceTime. He had a name like Billy or something on his name tag. Billy, the county worker. Hey, message to Dominion and Colorado Secretary of State. That guy with Billy on his name tag next to you, he was actually one of ours. He was filming you.
Former Overstock.com CEO Patrick Byrne. That was several months back. Just interesting audio in context of what we have learned in the last few months. So I'm sorry if you might be offended that I'm playing the world's smallest harmonica for Mike Lindell. But I am, especially in light of what the Woods have been through. And really, this state of Colorado. Quite frankly, I'm glad that we have Pam Anderson as the nominee for Secretary of State, because she's not going to be distracted by God knows how many different legal battles. And by certain associations like Lindell being caught up in all of this. Now, I got a text here from listener, 710 KNUS app. Call us, 303-696-1971 if you disagree. Would love to hear from you. Gee, Jimmy, I believe the FBI all day, every day, and worship them also. I don't know if I should call you brother, sister, whoever you are. I have no automatic trust in the Federal Bureau of Investigation. There is ample reason that over the last several years, they have shaken my trust. You know, what, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, James Comey, the FISA warrant, looking into Carter Page, possibly what's happening with President Trump. The list goes on. Hunter Biden. Ample reason to have doubts about political malfeasance by the FBI, or at least to wonder about that. But this is an instance where I've been wondering for months, when is the FBI going to be popping up vis-a-vis the Tina Peters saga? And now we finally have it with Mike Lindell. And because I have followed this story so closely since August of last year, when I first wrote about it and put the name Gerald Wood in quotes, because I knew that it was not Gerald Wood at the time. It was before I saw that it was Conan J. Hayes popping up. But I would say at the time, there was a reason why I put his name in quotes. Because it was somebody else. So I've been following this very closely. And so, yeah, I can't doubt the FBI on this one. Now, that does not mean guilt or innocence of any particular individual of any particular specific crime. But it means that I think we should take this seriously, that there's reason to, and that it is not an unjust action by the FBI that you can automatically dismiss as weaponizing the agency or the bureau for political purposes. I just don't think that's the case. Agree, disagree. Give me a call. Give me a hard time. 303-696-1971. That is our telephone number. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to your calls and texts coming up. Jimmy Sangenberger in for Stephen Tubbs right here on News Talk 710 KNUS, Denver's local talk leader. Coming back, Jimmy Sangenberger in for Stephen Tubbs. News Talk 710 KNUS, good to be with you. As always, we're talking about Mike Lindell, who I guess is going to sue the FBI and the federal government.
We are suing, as you're hearing it here first, everybody, we're suing the United States government and the FBI. And this isn't just to get the phone back. This is my First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendment rights were broken in the
A judge executed a search warrant. I'm struggling a little bit to see how his First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendment rights were violated here in the cell phone being taken. I'm looking here at attachment B of the affidavit. He showed it on his own show, I guess, and that's where these screen grabs I'm looking at are from. And it talks about violations involving Tina Peters, Conan James Hayes, Belinda Niley, Sandra Brown, Sharona Bishop, Michael Lindell, and or Douglas Frank, among other co-conspirators known and unknown to the government. Now, I mentioned how I find it a little bit hard to really feel remorse for Mike Lindell when the Wood family, Gerald Wood, whose identity was used allegedly, and he says it was used, I say allegedly because it's in the indictment, by Conan Hayes, who the FBI lists here as a co-conspirator, that Conan Hayes used Gerald Wood's identity. We know for a fact it was not Gerald Wood. Patrick Byrne's audio that I played in the last segment shows things Tina Peters has said show that somebody used Gerald Wood's identity to get in his badge, to get into the facility and do what he did. Do what Conan Hayes did. And Conan Hayes has confirmed to the New York Times that it was him. But the Wood family, all of their laptops, their tablets, their PCs are still in the hands of the FBI, with the exception of Jerry Wood's work phone. Their phones were given back a day later, but that equipment was all taken from someone who was used. And I'm supposed to feel bad for Mike Lindell?
I just put all the money in myself.
How much is that?
I don't know. I probably put in $800,000 of my own money.
By the way, that legal defense fund support is not, it seems, in compliance with state law.
Unless you're a close friend or family member of an elected leader, you're limited in how much you can gift.
You can only give someone a gift of $65 per calendar year.
Now, I don't know what Lindell may or may not have known, what he may or may not have been involved in, but I'm just talking about, I think that this is not an example of the FBI being weaponized for political purposes. There is no basis upon which for me to agree with, say, Tucker Carlson in making that assertion. Given what I know and have known for now over a year about this situation. Let's go to Eric in Denver, 303-696-1971. Again, Jimmy Sangenberger in for Stephen Tubbs. How you doing there, Eric?
Hey, Jimmy. You know what, young man? I bet you Rush Limbaugh is just flat out rolling in his grave that you have the biggest mic, so to speak, in Denver, Colorado, and you entirely spend your valuable time with these great listeners that are patriots out here, mm-hmm. and you just flat out bash our side.
Eric, I'm not bashing any side.
Okay.
I'm talking about Mike Lindell.
You mentioned Tina Peters when you had her. She won't even come on your show no more. You know that. I know that for a fact.
I haven't invited her back. I don't know.
Why can't... George Brockler did, and they won't even... Billy Thorpe, they can't even get a response, okay? Jimmy, you know me. I know you. I know what I'm talking about.
I would figure that's probably true.
Rush Limbaugh, okay. Yeah, I know it's a fact. But, Jimmy, I just don't get you. When you bash Tina Peters and then Mike Lindell, can't you, you know, go ahead and bash Candice DeBaca, Polis, and then,
were
you
listening to the first 2 hours of the show, Eric, where I spent the first two hours going after Tay Anderson in the first hour, and in the second hour went after Joe Biden and Karine Jean-Pierre for their border crisis?
Absolutely. I have. That's why I stopped making burritos to call you. That's all we want to hear. You bash the left and not the right.
So, I do not consider Tina Peters or Mike Lindell to be representative of the right. And if they are, well, I don't know what to tell you. That's
she's
not
still a superstar in my eyes, but yeah, she's on our side.
All right, fair enough.
Sometime, Jimmy, with your powerful mic, be on our side, and let's bash the left until after November 8th, my brother. We got to get them.
So,
all right, much love.
All right, Eric, thank you for the call. So I guess it is wrong for me to hold, quote-unquote, our side accountable. Okay, that's fine. I'm just giving a perspective on a national news story that was, for example, on Fox News with Tucker Carlson last night. And I think it's important to offer some perspective there. Now, you may disagree. I love Eric. I appreciate his perspective. But I'm offering a take here, especially when you have a story of national note that they are trying to make, Lindell and Co., trying to make part of the broader issue of concern that people have about the FBI being weaponized, which I think there is legitimacy to that concern. I am saying that this is not an example of that, in my view. If you disagree, or if you agree, 303-696-1971 is our telephone number. But when Mike Lindell's telephone is taken by the FBI after getting a duly executed warrant, I find it hard to feel bad for him when the Woods still don't have their iPads and their computers and so forth back. When Jerry Woods' identity was used by Conan Hayes to get in there. I find that hard to do. Especially when they've been put through the ringer. The aforementioned Tina Peters accused Wood of perjury without basis on my program in this studio. So I think it is a valid story, and it's something important to talk about in the context of the FBI and the concerns that people have that in many respects are legitimate about the FBI. And I'm saying there's a difference here. That this does not fall under that banner. And occasionally, I think it's worthwhile for us to talk about what's happening right and left. 303-696-1971. Karen was calling in and then suddenly disappeared. You're welcome to call in, Karen, and anybody else on this topic or others. I'll get my dig in at Tay Anderson. Let's listen to this again.
Hi, I'm Officer Gann, Denver Police. I spoke to you for speeding, 35 and a 25. Can I see your license and registration, please?
Permission to pull down my pocket?
Yeah, I've asked you for certain documents. I expect you to reach around to get them.
I just don't want to get shot by you.
Well, that's a myth.
I don't believe that's a myth.
That was the body cam footage from last Tuesday when the Denver Public Schools Board Vice President was pulled over by police for speeding 10 miles an hour over the limit in a school zone. And that's what was actually said as opposed to what he claimed was said in a statement. I was disappointed by a comment that the officer made as my hands were raised, and that was him calling police brutality in the black community a myth. You just heard it. That is not what he said was a myth. It was about, oh, police are just going to shoot Tay Anderson or black people or whatever he was implying there. He said, I was worried you were just going to shoot me, impugning that police officer. Look, I think broadly speaking, whether you are a school board member, you are the Mesa County or any clerk and recorder, you're the Secretary of State like the horrifying Jenna Griswold who needs to go, or you are a major influencer like Mike Lindell, or you are the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States.
Vice President Harris, any comment on the migrants that were dropped off at the Naval Observatory?
Whomever. Ethics matter. How you treat other people, how you conduct yourself matters. And the left, I talk with people on the left, and I understand how fearful they are of Tay Anderson. But it is unfortunate how many Democrats in Denver have told me, who are sources, thanks for what you do because I don't want to come out publicly because I'm worried about the backlash. They're not holding Tay Anderson accountable on the left. Now, I think they're starting to build it up and doing a little bit. You see some pushback from the president of the school board, Xochitl Gaitan, and some others slowly but surely. But by and large, the left is not holding Tay Anderson accountable on a variety of different things. I think that's wrong for the left not to hold their own accountable. Now, if we want to claim some of these people as our own, Lindell, Peters, etc., if you want to claim them as our own, fine. I believe in holding our own accountable and being responsible citizens and being responsible conservatives, republic, whatever you want to describe, patriots. I can't come on here and say, what the hell is the left doing not calling out Tay Anderson, and then ignore, quote unquote, my own side. Or should I? Really? Why? It's an honest question. Why is it wrong to hold people who are supposedly aligned with you accountable when you need to? And to spend just a little time talking about a story that is getting so much national attention right now? The number of outlets covering the Mike Lindell development, Lindell going on shows like Steve Bannon's and elsewhere talking about this. And it's a Colorado-based story. And I'm supposed to just ignore it? 303-696-1971. Please call in and explain why I'm supposed to ignore this story. Why I'm supposed to be like the Democrats with Tay Anderson. Honestly, let me know. 303-696-1971. I'm Jimmy Sangenberger, in for Stephen Tubbs, overdue for a break. Here on Denver's local talk leader, News Talk 710 KNUS. Little Eric Clapton taking us out. You gotta love the man, Eric Clapton. I mean, I'm rather partial to his blues music especially, but all Clapton is the cream of music, cream of the crop of music, to be sure. I'm Jimmy Sangenberger in for Stephen Tubbs. Good evening. Welcome. We're up against the final segment here. Just a matter of minutes. Some texts that have come in. One listener, nothing good has ever come from the Hardee's drive-through. Wish I had the rim shot sound effect right in front of me, because that one was, that's where Mike Lindell was at Hardee's when the visit came and his cell phone was taken and so forth. Ellen, the mom who's had it, texting in, Jimmy, it is patriotic and American to hold our side accountable. Tina Peters had scammed so many people and nearly derailed the two true principles of our party. She and her ilk need to go. Yeah, I mean, when we look at Tina Peters and what she'd brought to the table, so to speak, I just think it's much better that we have my guest this coming Saturday, Pam Anderson, as our nominee for Secretary of State. She's not going to be bogged down by any sort of legal battles like this, and instead can take the fight to Jenna Griswold where it really belongs, because there are so many things worthy of going after Griswold. I went after her a couple of weeks ago in a column for Colorado Politics, well-deserved, because she is hyperventilating over creating, fabricating some existential crisis for democracy, a la what Joe Biden ended up doing just a couple days later with his monstrous speech, vitriolic speech, at Independence Hall. And she's had massive turnover. She's incompetent. She's politically charged in how she conducts herself. The list goes on for reasons why Jenna Griswold has got to go. And we are bringing that case to the people of Colorado that she needs to go. Now, I did have a listener text in. And I wasn't sure. What does he mean? How about a little harmonica C harp from you tonight? Does he mean the C harmonica, which actually means I play in the key of G, doing second position cross harp style? Because that's C harp in the key of G, though. But then when I play on my F harmonica, that gets me into the key of C. Let me channel a little bit of them Ozark Mountain Daredevils. I don't know what you meant for, but that's why you can tell I need to have 13 harmonicas, or at least a dozen harmonicas, to play in any key. C harp goes for G, F harp goes for the key of C, and they sound noticeably different, don't they? That's your harmonica lesson for the evening that you did not know you were going to get, but thanks to this listener, you got it. By the way, I will be sitting in with a band called the Young Heart Band this coming Saturday from 7 to 11 p.m. at Dougie G's in Thornton. That is the VFW post in Thornton. I think there's a $10 cover charge. It's a great place. It's a lot of fun. I'll be playing most of the time there, I think, on harmonica. And it's great. In fact, the keys player for the Young Heart Band, keyboard player Greg Rice, is the keyboard player for my Jimmy Jr. Blues Band. And I'll be looking forward to that. Would love to see you there. 7 to 11 on Saturday night, Dougie G's in Thornton. And, of course, there's also the Walk to End Alzheimer's this coming Saturday. I'll be one of the entertainment people there playing harmonica for like 2 hours. Wherever they want to set me up, I'll be sitting there and standing there for 2 hours just playing harmonica. What a blast. Lots coming up on Saturday. Would love to see you out there and supporting a very important cause as well. All right, that is it for me today. My thanks for the opportunity to Stephen Tubbs to fill in today, as well as, of course, to Leroy, who is not only Stephen's producer, but he is my producer on Saturday mornings for the Jimmy Sengenberger Show from 6 to 9, which means it's kind of funny. If it were Friday and I was filling in, then I would see you at night and then again in the morning, and I'd be like, oh, crap. That's a lot of Leroy. Back to back. I'm kidding. We all love Leroy. By the way, if you missed it.
Hi, I'm Officer Gann, Denver Police. I stopped you for speeding, 35 and a 25. Can I see your license and registration, please?
Permission to pull down my pocket?
Yeah, I've asked you for certain documents. I expect you to reach around to get them.
All right, I just don't want to get shot by you.
Well, that's a myth.
Porte. Allen Tay, that's his name now, and there's rebranding Anderson. Go to my Twitter, at Sank Center, or to Steffens at Tubbs Show on Twitter, and you can see the full body cam video from last week. I'll see you Saturday morning, 6 a.m. God bless America. Have a great rest of your week.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.